not too far away, Veterans Day. Greg, that's next Monday already as we start our month of November. But in an effort to continue strengthening its commitment to servicemen and women, Super 8 by Wyndham is partnering with Hope for the Warrior, an organization that provides support for military veterans and their families. We have with us Hope for the Warrior's leadership member and spokesperson, John Langford. John, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on so early. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and get up. You know, when you're involved in the military or whatever, as soon as the sun rises or even before, you may have to get on with your day. Let's talk about Hope for Warriors. What is this organization all about?
So Hope for the Warriors is a national nonprofit. We were formed in 2006 at Marine Corps Base Camp Lejeune. And we provide services and programs for post-9/11 service members, veterans, and their families. And that's a real key distinction for HOPE in the veteran nonprofit space, is just the focus on and the care for the family, the military family.
That seems to be an effort that is quite an undertaking because of all of the servicemen and women that have served since that time and then continue to. And I guess maybe at that point also we sort of have a better understanding of what the needs are. What are some of the things that you do to service them and help them?
Sure, and that's a great point, too. When we were formed, there was a lesser understanding, I guess, of just the impact of both the physical and the psychological wounds, and the services, the branches of service, had challenges, and how do they treat for that? So that's really how Hope got started. It was two military spouses who saw a need, and as a tribute to military spouses everywhere, they saw a need and they took action. And so where we come in and provide services, where there are gaps in whatever government and VA provides, are in three main program areas. So transition, you know, getting a job after you get out, moving, et cetera, is a big part of that transition out of the military. So we do veteran and military spouse employment support. We provide scholarships for caregivers, spouses who unfortunately become caregivers through their spouse's service. We have sports and recreation, which is a great thing that we'll talk about more. Super 8, as a great new partner, is coming on board to sponsor one of our runs coming up this Saturday as part of our Run for the Warriors series. And then we also have an entire clinical care team that provides resiliency training for, again, that whole family, wraparound services for them. So, and just, it's a holistic approach. None of these things happen in a vacuum. There's a constancy to the needs as they emerge over the years, post-service, et cetera. So it's just a very holistic wraparound to the veteran and their family.
John, how do you find these people, or how do they find you?
Sure. So a lot of it for Hope for the Warriors is word of mouth. As I said, 13 years, you know, strong. We're a national nonprofit. A lot of folks don't necessarily hear from us or about us on the radio or TV because we don't have a marketing budget for a reason. So we have 90.1 cents of every dollar that comes to Hope goes directly to our programming, and that's one of the reasons, you know, our fiscal responsibility, we're rated the highest 4 stars by Charity Navigator for 8 years in a row. So a lot of our clients, as we call them, will come in, get services, go tell their friends and family, you know, you have to go check out this organization. And we have a very strong presence nationally with a lot of our fellow veteran service organization partners.
What's the partnership with Super 8 Wyndham that you've developed?
So this is really exciting for us. It's relatively new, but it feels like it's, you know, a family for a long time. So what Super 8 has come on board for our Run for the Warriors series, they are sponsoring our Long Island run, which closes out our run series, and that's this Saturday in Long Island. Excuse me. And they are also focused on what we call the first mile. So there's different distances at all of our runs, but the first mile, so Hope for the Warriors started with a race. That's how these spouses raised awareness and money. And the first mile for these wounded Marines that had come back was literally the first mile that they had completed. So we make sure that we incorporate that first mile into every run that we do to keep basically the core of why we got started. And so Super 8 has come on board. They've had a long history already of supporting veterans. 6 years, they've been already offering year-round discounts, 15% discounts, which is fairly significant in the hotel industry. They have parking, reserve parking for veterans, and I love this as a retired Marine. It came organically from within their organization. One of their veteran employees came up with the idea of, you sir, you know, this is reserved because you served. And it's a really, I think, indicative of Super 8 by Wyndham's approach to their own veteran employees. And so through December 6th, in honor of Veterans Day, in this entire month, which is actually, the president just designated it on November 1st as National Veterans and Military Families Month, they've increased that discount to 20%, which is significant. And again, 23 years in the Marine Corps, 5 kids, they're all adults now, moving across the country. We are on a budget. Military families are. And so for a brand like Super 8 by Wyndham to come alongside HOPE and support the programs that we're doing, it's just a natural fit.
Where's a good place to find out about this as well as HOPE for the Warriors?
You can go, your listeners can go to super8.com/military, and that will talk about the programs that I just mentioned and the discounts. They also have a great thing. It's Wyndham Hotel and Resorts Properties, and so they have a Wyndham Rewards Point Challenge. So listeners can, and those who are in the Wyndham Awards community, can donate their points to HOPE for the Warriors through December 6th, and Wyndham will match those up to 1 million points. So that allows us, as a veteran nonprofit, to utilize those points to support veterans coming out to one of our races, et cetera. So super8.com/military, and then hopefortheWarriors.org to learn more about our programs.
Spokesman John Langford joining us as well, and thank you for the information. Also, thank you for your service. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bruce and Craig. Have a great day.
Thanks.